Tony Sad Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me.
For the crew, the only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Put the phone on last Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better, do it right. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
Alright, alright, alright. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday. Tuesday, January the 20th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sister, we are continuing with part two of a series, or a lecture that we started on yesterday, talking about the ultimate secret to physical fitness. And again, we want to wrap it up. We wasn't able to go through all of the eight components of fitness. And so I want to also make sure that everybody is aware of what is being offered during this particular program for the $25 or the $25 consultation that we talked about on yesterday's show. So hopefully you listened to part one and you understand. Again, we don't have time to go through everything that we went through in part one, but we laid down the terms or the definitions of the word fitness, which is frequent intense training, nutrition, enthusiasm, stretching, and sleep. And so we didn't go through the last part of it. We stopped with nutrition. Everyone knows the definition of the word enthusiasm. You know, it means, you know, excited, zeal. But on a deeper level, the word enthusiasm means in theos. Theos means God. So whatever you do, when you put enthusiasm in it, it's like adding God in it. And so, as you know, if God be for us, who can be against us? So anything that you do, you should have that element involved in it. There should be some level of enthusiasm inside of any and everything that you do. And with that level of enthusiasm, as we're going through this acronym fitness, F-I-T-N-E-S-S, it gets to the last part, which is the flexibility, stretching, and sleep or recovery. So when we talk about flexibility and we talk about recovery, those are two elements or two parts of the acronym for the word fitness. Now, again, those are actually broken down into deeper levels of what I call the eight components of fitness. So if you are interested in losing weight, but remember, the way that I lose weight is different from everybody else. I lose weight by maintaining or building muscle. Very important. Let me say that again. Most trainers focus on one or the other, not both at the same time. That is the biggest difference between what I am expressing, exposing, and expanding than what anyone else is expressing, exposing, or expanding. And so also today, so I want to keep it short today. A good friend of mine suggested or recommended that I keep today's show to under an hour or to an hour because she's listening on her lunch break. And it's true, you know, it's very tough to do a noonday show and wax eloquently for an hour and a half or 2 hours. So I know that your time is valuable, so out of respect for your time, we definitely want to keep today's message short and sweet. So, again, we'll do today's message. Again, I know I scheduled, I think, for an hour and a half or 2 hours, but we'll keep the show down to 1 hour today, again, so that the people that are listening on their lunch break can be able to basically glean all of the information in this 1 hour. So because today's message is only an hour, that means we've got to have my pace and diction and tone is going to be a little faster. So we've got to go through a little bit more information so I can get all of the information jam-packed and crammed into this 1 hour. So now, again, what I'm offering, again, I have a book entitled The Ultimate Secret to Physical Fitness that goes over what I'm discussing during this 2 hours. Now, I'm giving you everything that's pretty much in the book during these 2 hours. Now, obviously, the book goes into more detail. It also comes with 6 audio CDs. So there's a workbook in 6 CDs that's included, again, in The Ultimate Secret to Physical Fitness. That book sells, or that series, the book and the 6 audio tapes, 1 hour audio tapes, sells for $199 on the website, masterteacher33.com. What I talked about yesterday, anybody listening to today's show can pick up, can actually book for $25 a 1 hour session. In that 1 hour session, I will give you everything that you need for your fitness program. Now, in addition to that, what I would like to offer as well, now, during this 1 hour session, I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do to achieve your goals and exactly what diet you need to eat for your blood type and for your goals. Now, for an additional $30, which, again, if anybody listens to the show, actually additional, let's make it an even $50 for $25 for the 1 hour consultation, I will also write you out a 30-day workout regimen, a 30-day diet plan. I will write out your entire meals of what you need to eat for 30 days. Again, now everybody knows I have my program, 30 Steps in 30 Days to Wealth. That's the wealth creation program. Now, I also have another program that's 30 Steps in 30 Days to Health. Now, anybody, again, this is the offer is for today, for the listeners for today, who's listening live, and anybody that listens to today's message, if you email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. That email address again is masterteacher33.com at gmail.com, or just go to the website, make a donation for $25 for the consultation. Another $25 if you would like for me to write out your workout plan, what you are to do morning, noon, and night, or morning and night, depending on how often you're able to work out, and what you should eat in order for you to obtain your goal based upon our consultation. If you would like for me to write out your nutritional plan and your workout plan, that's an additional $25. Again, normally, wow, that to do a dietary plan or a nutritional plan from scratch usually is about $100 to $150. The workout plan, I usually don't do workout plans unless I'm actually training you. And, again, that's per $25 per hour for the training. So, again, what you're getting for $50 is normally costs anywhere from $300 to $500. So, again, that's what's being offered. Now, I'm going to give you enough information where you may be able to do that on your own. If not, the offer is available. Again, go to the website, masterteacher33.com, make a $25 donation for the consultation, and another $25 donation for the 30-day diet plan and the 30-day workout plan, exactly what you ought to do step by step. Now, my brothers and my sisters, we left out talking about flexibility, which is stretching, and recovery, which is sleep. Now, brothers and sisters, most people don't, myself included, the hardest part of exercising is carving out 5 minutes before the workout and 5 minutes after the workout for flexibility or stretching. Now, you never stretch a cold muscle. Let me say that again. I see people come to the gym, and the first thing that they start doing is flexibility or stretching. And don't do that. Please don't do that. This is very important. You can never stretch a cold muscle. Now, flexibility, again, is simply pulling something past its normal limit. So when we talk about flexibility, there's a lot of different ways to improve your flexibility. But most people don't understand the importance and the purpose of flexibility. Now, when we talk about flexibility, which again is stretching, frequent intense training, nutrition, enthusiasm, entheos, God got to be in it. If God is in it, you can win it. If God is in it, you can win it. If God is in it, you can win it. So we got to put God in it. We got to do it. If you are in anything, if you're in a relationship and there's no enthusiasm in that relationship, if you're in a job, there's no enthusiasm. If you are, you know, in a meal plan, whatever you are doing right now, if there is no enthusiasm in it, that means you're outside of your dear career, your purpose, your mission, your destiny. So that means that you need to reexamine. It doesn't mean that you need to leave. It doesn't mean that you need to quit your job. That means that you need to adjust your perception. Because a lot of times we're looking at the glass and it's half full, but we think it's half empty. In other words, perception is everything. We can make a heaven out of hell and a hell out of heaven. That means your perception is everything. What happens to you is not important. How you react to what happens to you is everything. So whatever your situation is right now, we must over and understand that we have to relate that to our physical fitness because it affects us. It affects our enthusiasm. So you don't want to work out. If you get bad news, it dampens your desire or your zeal for working out unless you understand, therefore you can expect, which means you will manifest. So the purpose of stretching, anytime that you are stretching, what you are doing is you are improving the range or the performance of any type of aerobic muscular activity or conditioning. That prevents injury. For example, when you are running and you're overstride, that could cause you to pull your hamstring unless you stretch that muscle. Anytime you overextend a muscle, you can cause injury. Unless there is some flexibility, stretching in that muscle to help the muscle go past its normal range of motion. Everybody has what is called a normal range of motion. Now, my brothers and my sisters, everyone listening to this show, for example, if you were to sit down right now, put your legs out in front of you, and try to touch your toes with your hands. You know, remember when we was in elementary school, you would sit down flat on your butt and you would try to reach out and you would try to touch your toes? Well, that is a part of flexibility. Now, there's a plethora of different ways or exercises by which you are to increase your range of motion, your flexibility. Now, this range of motion is called the ROM. You will hear that term in most gyms and most facilities. They'll be talking there, actually, what's your ROM? Your ROM is your range of motion. That's how, if you're standing up and you just bend over like you're picking up something off the ground, you keep your knees slightly bent, then that gives us your ROM. Now, there is what we call the frequency of flexibility, intensity of flexibility. There's duration of flexibility. Let me say that again. There is the FID, frequency, intensity, duration. When you're stretching, now again, all this is inside of the program. This is what we discuss and what we talk about. But for the people that for whatever reasons, if you're not unable to make that $25 investment, and the additional $25 investment for the dietary plan and the workout plan, you need to know when you are stretching your muscles, make sure that there is frequency, there is intensity, and there is duration. You never bounce when you are stretching your muscles. I see people doing that all the time, and I cringe. When you go down, you hold it for the duration. Now, the duration means usually a 8 to 10 count, 10 seconds. So when you're stretching, now the whole entire stretching should consist of anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. I usually go 2 to 5 minutes just because of time. For example, I try to be in and out of the gym in under 20 minutes. 15 minutes of actually working out to 20 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes stretching before, 2 to 3 minutes stretching after. Now, my before stretching is done after my warm-up, so I'm not stretching on cold muscles. So there is, depending on the body part that I'm working out, I do a warm-up to warm up the joint before the stress. That's stretching. Now, it's a lot more, but for the sake of time, again, today's message is only 1 hour. So we've went through frequency. We know that means you got to do it more than once a day, preferably, or at least more than minimum. Everybody listening to the show, you must carve out three days a week. That's the bare minimum. I won't even talk to you about training if you can't dedicate at least 3 days of your 7-day work week to training, because you're not going to get no results. Please, it's really important. When I say frequency, I mean that you must be willing to carve out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to work out at least once, 20 minutes, 3 days a week at least. Preferably 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Preferably 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes at night, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then if you're real serious, if you left there, you got an engagement, you got a wedding date coming up that you need to fit into this dress, or, you know, hey, look, the summertime is coming up. What is this, January? Yeah, January. So we got February, March, April, you know, May, kids got school, you got May vacation, June and July, you need to be looking sexy. You need to be looking good when you put on that, you know, that two-piece. So we got plenty of time. So if you start your workout program now in January, by the time May, June, and July roll around, you're going to be caliente. And so frequency is very important. Intensity, that means that we talked about zone training in part one. Remember the formula for the zone training? Zone one, 60 to 70%. Zone two, 70 to 80%. Zone three, 80 to 90%. Never work out at 100% zone. You'll pass out. We'll be reading about you in the paper. So your zones, we talked about that. That's your intensity. Remember, 60%. You guys remember the formula from yesterday? Take 220 minus your age times 60%. That's the number of heartbeats. So they have these heart rate monitors you can wear around your chest. They got some that you can get at Academy, some, you know, sports stores that you wear on your wrist like a watch. So all you do while you're working out, you look down, oh, man, I'm at 120 beats per minute. I need to be at 130. That means pick up the pace. Work out harder. Work out faster. Increase the intensity. You must do zone training. That's intensity. Most people work out, they have no clue what zone they're in. They're walking around talking. If you can engage in a conversation with me while we're at the gym, that means you're not working out hard enough. When I work out, I can't talk. I'm breathing so hard. What you doing? Okay, let me call you back. That's the way you should be working out. Now, during the warm-up, the pre, no problem. You can, because you're stretching. You're warming up. After you work out, do your cool-down period, no problem. Again, you're cooling down. But during the actual workout, yeah, you should not be able to engage or have a full-blown conversation. Because, again, the intensity. You should be at 60, 70, 80% of your target heart rate zone. That is intensity. Training, we broke that down yesterday. That is what you are actually going to do. Nobody listening to this show should ever do a full body workout where you do upper body and lower body in the same day. Never. Now, trainers will tell you to do that. You should do upper body one day, lower body the next day, bare minimum, if you have to. Now, preferably, you should be able to train cardio in the morning, resistance at night. Why? Because, again, now some people flip the script. You can do either one. I've tried both. Sometimes now, in your training regimen, another key, please write this down. You should never do the same routine more than 90 days. You plateau. Every muscle has memory. So you have cellular memory. That means your muscle knows what you're going to do before you do the routine, and it automatically sets out a certain amount of glucose aside to burn for that routine. In other words, you're not losing no fat. Or you're not building any muscle. Your body is smarter than you. Your body knows, okay, what is this guy? The last time he worked out for 20 minutes and he was breathing pretty hard. So I'm going to set aside, 500 calories because he's going to do the exact same thing. Your body already knows. So, it plateaus. It's called plateau. So to prevent from plateauing, me, I change every 30 days. I never do the same workout more than 30 days. Never. Now, it takes 90 days, again, 21 days to create a habit. Another 21 days to create a lifestyle. Another 21 days to create a destiny. According to science, if you do anything for more than 90 days, you have regenerated, you rewrote your subconscious brain. So when people have a bad habit, the reason that people can't overcome that bad habit is because they didn't do the new habit with enough intensity long enough. So you stop smoking, you start chewing gum, and you do it for 60 days, and you stop. You got another 30 days to go, homeboy. You got another 30 days to go, homegirl, before your body now desires the chewing gum more than the cigarettes. So if you want to break any bad habit and replace it with a new one. Now, you can't just – people stop cold turkey and they wonder why it doesn't work. The only way to replace a bad habit is you got to replace it. You just can't stop. So let's say you eat a lot of sugar, a lot of sweets. I know I do. So whenever I want to stop eating sweets, I start eating fruits. You cannot stop doing one thing without replacing it with another. The body is looking for a replacement. So since fruits, the sugar in fruits is better than the sugar processed foods or candy, then I go and I eat bananas, I eat apples, I eat oranges, and my body is still getting satisfied. It thinks that it's the same, and it's not. It's a lot healthier option. This is all part of the training. This is all part of what I do. With your $25, is I write out a training regimen based upon what you tell me. And if you tell me, some people don't like sweets, some people like salty, they like chips. So you're always snacking on crackers and potato chips. So you got to replace that saltiness. We got to replace that with something that's a healthier option. So we got to get something that has a pop or a crack to it. Wow, I love trail mix. And so you can replace that chips with trail mix or with cucumbers or zucchini. There's a lot of that's a healthier option to replace all of the unhealthy options. That's all part of the training. That's the T. Again, all that is discussed. That also includes the N, the nutritional aspect, where we get into making sure that you eat for your blood type, whether you're A positive, A negative, whether you're gorilla or polar bear. We must eat for your blood type, for your God type. We also must understand your goal. We must eat for your goal. So if you are 100 pounds over your goal, then we're not eating based upon your blood type. We're eating based upon ketones. Because we want to make sure that now that your body burns fat for fuel and not carbohydrates or glucose. So we got to trick the body into burning fat. Why? You got 100 pounds you need to knock off in 30 days. Now, I've done it. If people say, people tell me all the time it can't be done. Okay? That's another study for another time. Whatever the mind can achieve and believe, the body can achieve. It's simply mind or mass over matter. Ask any boxer, ask any weightlifter. They understand training and nutrition. Enthusiasm simply means that the only way you're not enthusiastic is because you don't understand the benefits. Let me say that again. People ask me all the time, man, how do you stay motivated to go work out? How do you work out all every day? Real simple. You know one of the best things to help me motivate? Stay motivated. It's this thing called, and it's really for men. Women is different. Now, most men don't understand that one of the biggest causes for impotency, inability to have an erection, is carrying excess body fat around your gut. Now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but that's a pretty good motivator for me. So whenever I slack off and think about sitting around and eating a bunch of Captain Crunch cereal every day, I think about, okay, what are the benefits for working out for me? What motivates me? What is my motivated abilities payoff? Everybody has one. Maybe, impotency isn't important to you. Maybe that doesn't do it for you. Maybe it's how you look in your clothing. Maybe that does it for you. Maybe it's the fact that if you carry around an excess waste in your body, you'll end up with diabetes. And they might be end up cutting off a toe or a foot. Maybe it's high blood pressure. Maybe the inability to walk up a flight of stairs without losing your breath. Whatever it is, brothers and sisters, you got to find something that motivates you. You got to find your payment or your payoff. My payoff is different from yours. I actually like being able to wear clothing that fits. I don't like my clothing. I don't want to go out and buy a new pair of clothes. So when my clothes start getting tight on me, instead of me going and buy a new pair of jeans, I lose weight so that way I can fit into my jeans. Number one, I don't have the extra money to go out and buy a new wardrobe every time I put on 30 pounds. Number two, I want to make sure that I avoid a lot of the issues that some other members of my family have. High blood pressure, diabetes, sickle cell, you know, I have members died of cancer, all of the different diseases that come from living an unhealthy lifestyle. That is all part of enthusiasm. You have to find something that motivates you. You got to have a carrot. We all have to have one. And then we just was talking about, again, stretching, which is flexibility. We broke that down again. Make sure you remembered FID, frequency, intensity, duration. When you go to the gym, remember, okay, my flexibility, I got to do it before and after, intensity. I got to make sure that I stretch as far as I can where it's a little, it doesn't hurt, but I can pull, I can feel the pull. And make sure that you don't hold your breath when you stretch. You breathe. A lot of people that go down there, then they relax. No, don't. You breathe while you're stretching. There should be normal breathing during the stretch. And during the duration, make sure that you stretch at a minimum 2 to 5 minutes before and after your exercise. Last but not least is the S, the last S, frequency intense training, nutrition, enthusiasm, stretching, flexibility, and sleep recovery. Brothers and sisters, this is a hard one for me. This is out of all of the pieces of the puzzle, this is the only one because I only sleep about 3 to 4 hours a night. That's not enough. In order for your body, now remember, when does the body grow? Does the body grow when you lift weights? No. The body grows during recovery. Let me say that again. The body only grows, repairs itself during recovery. Now, everybody knows that during weight training, you're tearing muscle fibers. That's how your body grows. So during the resistance training, what you are actually doing is you're ripping your body apart. Let me say that again. When you lift weights during weight training, intensity and recovery are two of the most important pieces of the acronym fitness. Before we get into the eight components. Now, this is really important. That's why I'm spending time on it, again, even though we discussed it in part one. When I say recovery, I mean, number one, you need to give yourself something to recover with. So have you ever tried to go to sleep and it was either too cold or too hot? If it's too cold, what do you need? A blanket. If it's too hot, what do you need? Air conditioning. Your cells are no different. Now, again, today's message is only for 1 hour. So I'm going to go run through these eight components fairly quickly. Again, out of respect for everybody's time and my friend's lunch break, she's only able to listen in for an hour, so we want to get this in this hour. So these next 30 minutes we want to cover, after I finish up with recovery, the eight components of fitness. Now, remember today's offer. The entire fitness booklet, audio program, sell for $199, available at the website masterteacher33.com. For $25, 1 hour consultation. Me and you, I'm going to get your DNA information, and I'm going to tell you this is what you're designed to do. Now, you cannot violate your DNA. Now, if you go to Google, all of this is inside of the book. There are three primary body types. Now, this is really, really, really important. Now, if you go to Google and just type in, I think it's on the body types, and then just click on images, they will give you the three body types. Now, you look at that chart or that graph, especially for women, because I will meet women who have a real thin body but they want to have one of them is called ectomorphic, the other one is endomorphic, and the last one is mesomorphic. Mesomorphic, the last one is the best body type. That's the muscular body type. But if you have the ectomorphic body, that means who's someone that's naturally thin? Nicole Kidman, you know, actress, you know, fairly thin. And you want to, you know, you want to have curves like J-Lo. Yeah, that's probably not in the cards for you. Now, are there some things we can do? Sure. But are you going to have that J-Lo booty? Yeah, I don't know. That could be tough. So we got to work with your DNA. We got to work with what God has designed or gifted you with. That's very, very important. So that is how we base, again, the training. Now, we're discussing the last piece before we get into these eight components, because I'm going to design a program for you based upon the one-hour consultation for $25. The other $25 is for a 30-day step-by-step workout plan, exactly what you are to do when you go to the gym and exactly what you are to eat to recover after the gym. So that's included, again, for $25. Again, normally that charge, I charge them from $100 to $200 for that 30-day workout routine and the 30-day nutritional program. I'm offering both today for $25. So, again, recovery is the after the workout. Rest and recovery, I call, again, S for sleep. Now, the only thing that you have to understand is cellular recovery. That's it. Rest is real easy. You lay down and relax. Now, most of us, we can't turn our brains off so that we can relax. And the second thing, most of us, we don't give our body the nutrients, the minerals and the enzymes that it needs to repair and strengthen. So we must now, we're going to get into supplements, and we'll talk about that during our initial consultation. There's a lot of supplements. There's a lot of things that you can do. I'm not really big on supplements because, again, the body doesn't assimilate most of them. It goes in one end and come out the other. You're just wasting your money. Instead of paying for supplements, hey, you can go to my website and make a donation. It'll be money well spent. Now, am I against taking supplements? Absolutely not. If you want to blow your money, now, again, I've already done it. I've already took all the supplements. I've had my urine tested to see how much of the supplements actually absorb. In fact, most of the supplement companies, what's on the label and in the bottle is not the same. Now, they won't tell you that, but if you go to a good GNC rep and talk to them about it, they'll tell you that most Twin Labs did a study back in the day, and it was wild. I don't know if it's still on YouTube, but that was a study done on all of the supplement companies where they took everything, they went to the store, they brought out the shelf, they took it into a lab, and they tested it. Only one company was within about, I want to say, 80% of what they said that was in the bottle was actually in the bottle. One company. That was Twin Labs. And I don't even think they're in business anymore. So it's very, very important when you take supplements, brothers and sisters, that you understand what you're doing. Anything that's in a bottle you can get from a plant. Anything. And that's what we talk about during the nutritional program, is healthy alternatives that's going to allow you to recover after exercise and strengthen after exercise. That's sleep. So, again, frequent intense training, nutrition, enthusiasm, stretching and sleep or recovery. Stretching, flexibility, sleep, recovery. So let's get into the eight components of fitness during these last 20 minutes. Now, I've mentioned the eight components of fitness. Again, everything that I do is I don't know if anybody else have these eight components. If they do, hey, it's just by happenstance. I took what I learned from the Marine Corps, what I learned from the Law Enforcement Academy, what I learned from the Corrections Academy, and I said, man, every time, you know, when I went into the Marine Corps, I think I was 150 pounds. When I came out, I was 195 pounds with less than 5% body fat. There's very few men, or I know there's very few women, walking around on the earth today with less than 10% body fat. So I asked myself, what did we do in the Marine Corps boot camp that allow us to put on muscle and no fat. And I design my program around that. So number one, cardio training. Number two, resistance training. Number three, flexibility stretching. Number four, theocentric nutrition. Number five, mental gymnastics or skill. Theocentric mental gymnastics. Theocentric mental dynamics. That's all the same. I'm just saying it in different ways. I just want to make sure mental gymnastics and your nutrition has the word theocentric in front of it. That separates my program from everybody else's. Nobody else on the planet that I'm aware of has theocentric nutrition. Theo means God, centric means centered. That means it's biblical based. Theocentric mental gymnastics or mental skills. That means it's biblical-based thinking. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's what the scripture says. We bring about what we think about. The scripture also tells us what to think about. Think on these things. That's a little different from other programs that you will find on the market today. So, again, my program is a little different because of the theocentric element. Now, after the theocentric mental gymnastic or mental skills, again, is what we talked about earlier, which is the rest and recovery. That's another component of the eight. Number seven, frequency, or what I like to call adaptation or adaptability, because we already have the F and the I and the acronym, but those are also part, as you know, some of the eight components are also in the acronym fitness. The last component of the eight is intensity. That's also in the acronym. So some of the parts that are inside of the acronym are very close to the eight components. In fact, the frequency, frequent, intense training, nutrition, enthusiasm, stretching, and sleep fit in the eight components of fitness. So if you understand or remember the acronym fitness, that's the eight components of fitness. So the eight categories or the eight components of fitness is under over an understanding, okay, how does aerobics and cardiovascular conditioning, what is it about weight or resistance training that helps? What is it about nutrition or diet that helps? What is it about my mindset, mental dynamics, my thinking that helps? Why is flexibility and stretching important when it comes to achieving my fitness goals? Why do I need rest? Why do I need to recover in order to adapt or change? And finally, what is it about intensity that allows me to implement all of the previous seven aforementioned categories or components? So when we look at all of the eight components of fitness, all eight components must be present in order for you to achieve any fitness goal. Let me say that again. All eight components of fitness must be present in order for you to achieve any fitness goal. One more time. All eight components of fitness must be present, in my humble opinion, for you to achieve your fitness goal, especially within the time frame that I do it. Now, I'm more of a microwave mentality guy. I struggle with long-term goals. Short-term, you know, yeah, I'm good. So when I do my workout goals, I need to accomplish my goal within 30 days, 60 max. After that, you know, I start to fall off. I need something else. Not everybody's different. That's just me. So everything in this program is designed for, again, because the original name was Rapid Results. Now, the results for my program are rapid. Now, all you got to do is scale it back just a little bit. For example, in my Wealth Creation Mastermind group, in my group, they were having trouble not necessarily keeping up, but just assimilating the amount of information. Now, most of you guys know I do one show a day. Now, I used to do three shows a day. I used to do 3 one-hour shows a day. Now, everybody that's in my work mastermind group, they have already taken the wealth creation 30 steps in 30 days to wealth creation. So each day There is something that must be accomplished in the 30 steps. Fitness is no different. Inside of my 30 steps to 30 days to fitness, each day we are implementing something new. For example, when I say cardiovascular, most people don't think the way I think. Now, in my program, depending on your age, whether you can do high impact or low impact, we're talking stretch. I'm in stretch. We're talking about sprints. We're talking about running hills. We're talking about running bleachers, running stairs, hiking, walking, swimming, cycling, rope climbing, pull-ups, sit-ups, again, interval training, zone training, self-defense, jumping jacks, box drills. I don't know if you guys heard of box drills. They do that in the military a lot, in the NFL. You go out to a football field and you run like in a box, or you do what is called star drills, rim jumps. We go to a basketball court and we do rim jumps, squats, sitting squats, where you go and you have an imaginary chair. You put your back up against the wall. You go down like you're sitting in a chair, but there is no chair. Anybody never done that? Stand up, lean up against the wall, go down like you're sitting in a chair and there is no chair. 10 seconds, your thighs are going to be on fire. Now hold that position for a minute. Rest for 5 or 10 seconds and then hold it for another minute. You want to talk about toning? You want to tone? Oh, wow. I got some drills for you. What about hexagon drills? All of this is just part of one component, cardiovascular component. So each component is made up of different types of exercises that results in your achieving your immediate goal. Now, I have a basic, intermediate, and advanced sessions. Now, again, we're going through the 8 components of fitness. So number one, which we just discussed. We've got about another, what do we got, about 15 more minutes left before we wrap up. Again, today's show is only an hour. Again, we want to respect everybody's lunch break. So let's say, again, we're talking about the first component. We just broke down the first component, and we know that the first component, also inside of the acronym, is cardio training. So I just went through all of the different types of cardio training exercises. What about resistance training, weight training? So when I say weight training, it's very interesting because, you know, women especially get a little nervous, a little freaked out because they think that weight training revolves adding muscle. Weight training is resistance training. Most of people can do weight training with just their body weight. No additional weight is required. Let me say that again. Most people can do weight training with just their body weight, with no additional weight required. There is a ton of different ways by which we can do that. Now, my job is to write out the program for you so that way you can understand what you are to do. So training can be completed in the comfort of your home, in your backyard, in your front yard. If you live in an apartment complex, I don't care where you are at. We can train anywhere with anything. You have to go spend no money on no fancy gym membership. You don't need to buy anything. You don't need to do anything. If you have the ability to squat down and stand up, that's all the amount of space you need. If you got a jail cell, you know, if you can stretch your hands out and you're touching both sides of the wall, stretch your hands up and you're touching the ceilings, okay, we're good. That's all the space you need. If you are inmate in prison, you can do this program. Resistance training does not require any heavy lifting or any heavy weights. Now, if you want to build mass and you're trying to become a Mr. Olympia, okay, yeah, we might need to add some weights. But the average Joe, the average person is not interested in putting on 50 pounds of muscle. So the resistance part of the 8 components of fitness, again, very easy, very simple to do. I break that down. I go through all of the things that's going to be needed in order for you to do the resistance. Number three, flexibility, stretching. We just talked about that. We talked about FID. So everybody that's listening to the program, you are already aware of the importance of FIB, frequency of flexibility, intensity of flexibility, duration of flexibility. Now, there are many stretching techniques, what they call static and dynamic stretching, which we get into during the program. Again, all of this is discussed in great detail during our one-on-one consultation. But today we're just going through the eight components that we didn't finish up yesterday. Now, again, that was component number three. Where we had on component number four, which we talked about yesterday as well, theocentric nutrition. I love talking about this one. Again, I have a 400-page book that breaks down theocentric nutrition. There is no way we can go through theocentric nutrition today. But one of the good things that I like to discuss and like to talk about is theocentric nutrition is basically based upon the biblical diet or the Bible diet. Now, brothers and sisters, there's a lot of different diets. There's a lot of different ways to eat. But the biblical diet, again, is the best diet because of what the scripture says. Since we all are spirit beings that have a possession of a soul that's trapped inside of a body. When we were under over and understand, for example, I think it was Genesis 1:11, if I remember, Genesis chapter 1, verse 11, it says, and God said, let grass come up upon the earth and the plants producing seed, and let fruit trees giving fruit, in which their seed after their sort. And it was so. Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. One of the other verses in the Bible that I talk about, again, doing my theocentric nutrition is Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. And God said, I have given you every plant with seeds on the face of the earth, and every tree that has fruit with seeds. This will be your food. Genesis 1, 29. Now, I challenge every listener listening to this show today, go to your local grocery store and see how much seedless fruit you see out there. If you are eating seedless fruit, you are eating a genetically modified or genetically engineered fruit. GMOs causes cellular telomere derailment. Now, I talked about this inside of the Accelerated Aging course. It's inside of my book, Accelerated Aging. The reason that we age, especially African Americans, if you are a black man or woman, if you got melanin in your skin, in other words, if your skin has any melanin, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, meaning that melanin is a thing that converts the sun's energy into a neurological photon. This affects melanated individuals more than it does Caucasians. Genetically modified organism damages the cell. It derivals your DNA more than it affects our Caucasian brothers and sisters because they have less melanin. Now, melanin is not only located in your skin, it's located in your spinal cord, it's located in the brain, and men, it's located in our semen. Now, this is really important because melanin is called God's dust. Now, the Egyptians, all of my brothers from the Hebrew Israelites, the Egyptology movement, they like worship this stuff. Now, I've done an entire series. I have an entire book called Cosmic Melanin that breaks down how melanin makes you a fit extension of this dimension. Melanin is the number one ingredient that is needed for the oxygen exchange. Now, the reason why I'm talking about melanin when I'm talking about nutrition is because if you do not understand and if you eat seedless fruit, it derivals the telomeres, T-E-L-A-M-O-R-E-S. That is like the cap on your DNA. The same thing that it causes cellular fermentation. Now remember, cell membrane, why is it called membrane? The word membrane means memory brain. So the cells loses its memory. It doesn't remember what it's to do. It becomes a cancer cell or a rogue cell. This happens primarily, this is what it calls sickle cell anemia, where the cells take on a warp shape because the telomeres have been damaged. because you're eating fruits that does have no seed in it. Or you're eating genetically modified organisms. Also, beef. Now we got, man, everything is genetically modified these days. So when you go out to eat a lot, you're eating genetically modified food. Now, that means you got to get it out your system because it's not what goes in. It's what stays in that destroys you. Now, brothers and sisters, again, the nutritional aspects are deep. Phytonutrients, these are the chemical properties in plants that provide protection from disease and free radicals that we call aging. So the Bible diet, again, theocentric nutrition, is based upon foods that are rich in phytonutrients. Everything that I eat is very rich in phytonutrients. Why? These are the antioxidants, and they contain fiber. People ask me, why I do the watermelon diet? Why I detox with watermelon? Watermelon is fiber and phytonutrients. It is liquid. It's like taking a scrub. It's like taking a scrubby and scrubbing the inside of your intestines when you eat watermelon. That's why I do it. Now, my brothers and sisters, again, the scripture says every tree bearing seed and every plant bearing seed. Examples, apples, apricot, grapefruit, pecans, cherries, they got seed in it. So if it doesn't have a seed in it, you might want to check it. Now, this goes a whole lot deeper than that. As you know, the Bible also tells us what kind of meat to eat. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 25. Leviticus 20, 25. You are therefore to make a distinction between the clean animal and the unclean, and between the unclean bird and the clean. And you shall not make yourself detectable by animal or by bird or by anything that creeps upon the ground, which I have separated for you as unclean. Now, people always tell me, well, brother, what about the New Testament? Well, God says just take it and bless it. Absolutely. That's why every once in a while you'll see me eating seafood. You'll see me eating things that the Old Testament says that you should not eat. Because I understand, again, what Dr. Bruce Lipton understands, that your vibe, your wave, your frequency, your mindset regenes the molecular structure of water. Everything that we eat, our body is 80% water. So that's another study for another time. It's just important that you understand nutrition is a big, 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 big component of the eight components. In fact, it's the most important, in my opinion. We can do cardio. We can do resistance. We can do flexibility. We can do mental skills. We can do rest. We can do frequency. We can do intensity. But if your nutrition is off, if your nutrition is off, if you're not eating the right things for your goal, that destroys all of the training, all the cardio, all the resistance, all of the flexibility, all of the mental skills, all of the rest and recovery, all of the frequency, all of the intensity is all destroyed because you're eating something that doesn't have no seeds in it. Now, it is challenging to find watermelons with seeded watermelons now. It is challenging to find seeded grapes. Have you ever seen, now you know the bananas that we eat? Have you ever seen a banana with seeds in it? Go to Google and type in seeded bananas. We've never seen it. The first time I saw a banana with seeds, I thought that was something out of, like, what is that? Because I had never seen, I didn't know that bananas, those little black dots, I thought those were the seeds. No, those are denatured bananas. A seeded banana looks totally different than the bananas that we have. You can't even buy them in the United States. Where I got it from when I was stationed overseas in the Philippines, the first time I saw a banana with seeds in it, blew my mind. So, brothers and sisters, again, we got a couple of more minutes, so we'll wrap up these last few, these last components of fitness. Again, we just talked about theocentric nutrition. Theocentric mental skills is another one of the eight components of fitness. Brothers and sisters, that goes without saying. You bring about what you think about. There is so much written about thinking that if you guys haven't read all of the material, every self-help book on the planet tells you that you bring about what you think about. It tells you the importance of maintaining a positive mental attitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. How high you fly is determined by how you think. Remember, outside stimulation should not override inside revelation. Your inside revelation should trump your outside stimulation. We bring about what we think about. So mental skills, mental, now that's a bunch of other stuff that we get into to give you some tools to help you overcome adversity. Because what do you do when bad things happen? How do you overcome bad situations? It's easy to say think positively, but how do you do it? There's some step-by-step techniques that I teach to assist you with maintaining a proper mental disposition or attitude. Again, very, 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 very important. Next, rest and recovery. We already talked about that. We know we need to make sure that we give our body the minerals and enzymes that it needs to feed ourselves and strengthen our body so that way we can recover. Frequency, we talked about that already. That means that, okay, it got to be more than once a week, brothers and sisters. This is a tough one, especially for you ladies. I mean, y'all got children at home. If you work full-time, you got a husband at home. He comes home and he's like, where's my food at, woman? Y'all are under a lot of stress, women. I take my hat off to every woman that has the ability to not only look good but also maintain a home, you know, maintain an appearance. Every time I see a woman that has children, whether they're married or not, and they still look good, especially an older woman that's, you know, 40, 50, 60, I have mad respect. I have mad respect for any woman. Now, for men, it's a lot easy. Men, we just pack up and get up and go anytime we want. But women, you know, you got your little Johnny at home. Mama, where you going? And it's a lot harder for a woman just to get up and do it. So I have mad respect for women that's able to maintain their fitness level after 40, 50, and 60, because that's when everybody let themselves go. Last is adaptation, again, or adaptability. Now, brothers and sisters, this is a big one because it's underneath, when you look at the components of fitness, it's part of frequency. But adaptability means how quickly does your body adapt to the training or the stress that it's under. Adaptability. We want to make sure that the adaptability trait that is inside of you, everybody has a plateau level or button. Some people plateau after 20 days. Some people after 30. Some people, plateau means when you're doing an exercise and it gets easy. You ever notice you're running a mile and it used to be really hard, and then all of a sudden after 30 days of running that mile, you get your wind, you feel good. Running a mile now is not that difficult for you. Okay, that's adaptability. That means your body has adapted to the mile. Now you need to add a mile and 100 yards. You need to add a little bit more to that mile. You got to change it because the body has adapted to change, adaptability. And the last one of the eight components of fitness, again, as we bring the message to a close today, is intensity. And, yeah, when we beat that one to death already, so everybody over and understands intensity, zone training, 60%, 70%, 80%, maybe 90% if you're really out there and you want to take a little risk like I do and you want to get up there in 170, 180 beats a minute, knock yourself out, 90%. But whatever you do, you want to make sure that you track your zone by buying you one of those cardio, or, you know, you can put your hand on your wrist and count for 10 seconds. I don't think I mentioned this in part one, so let me say it right quick. How do you check your pulse without buying a fancy technology gadget? Okay, look at the clock. When the clock gets to the 12, for 10 seconds, count the number of beats by putting two fingers on your wrist. So right now, if I'm counting my heartbeat, it's, okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So that's my heartbeat. It's beating. And so if I was looking at it, if I had 10 seconds, whatever that beat is, usually the number is 1 second per beat or less. Now, my resting heart rate is 60 or 70 beats per minute. Your resting heart rate is if you, right now, while you relax, take your heartbeat. Look at the clock or set 10 seconds on your cell phone. Hit the cell phone to count off the 10 seconds. Put two fingers on your wrist. Count the number of times your heart beats in that 10 seconds. That is your resting heart rate. Your zone heart rate is to do the exact same thing while you are at the peak of your exercise. When you're the most tired, do the same thing. You're breathing hard, your heart is going to be your heart's going to be a whole lot faster. That is intensity. So my brothers and my sisters, that's been my hour. I want to thank everyone so much for joining me on today's show. Again, what's on the table? Number one, The Ultimate Secret to Physical Fitness. That book has been out. It's available at the website, $199. Number two, $25, 1 hour consultation. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Make a $25 donation. I will sit down with you for 1 hour, and I will tell you exactly everything that you need to do to achieve your fitness goals and your nutritional goals. Number two, you can do not only the one-hour consultation, but also I will give you a 30-day workout regimen and a 30-day diet regimen of what you should eat for the next 30 days to reach your goal. That's for an additional $25. So, again, there's two. You can do both for $50 or one or the other. Both, again, consultation, diet program, and workout program. Each one, $25, or together, $50, or individually, $25. Again, just go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the donation button, make that donation. Any questions? If anybody has any questions about yesterday's show or today's show, please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, any questions about what I'm offering, about anything that was said, please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. My brothers and my sisters, again, I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show. Again, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will for you. Be careful. God bless you.
Negative with thoughts, then you should blur it out. Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Let's make them feel it. We ain't even got to curse it all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending and no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies and buy them all. Cause this is dipping, it's a misery, it's about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a store. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny, cause we'll grind, but we don't fight at all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I spoke to Jesus, he gon' lead us.